From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Ron Varela reading Bloodlines, Book 2 in the American Blend series by Lauren Robinson. Now let's begin with American Blend, Bloodlines. Chapter 1. A confused, disheartened army of defeated British soldiers silently made their way up the gangplank of the waiting ships in Yorktown Harbor. Still in shock, it was hard to believe the greatest power in the world had surrendered to the revolutionaries of the American colonies. Smoke from recent fires of a devastated town was slowly dissipating. Ex-British Sergeant Henry Roberts stood back watching his comrades board the ships. He wasn't going home. He had no home. There was nothing for him in England except the coal mines where he'd slaved before running away at 17 to join the army. Now, at 21, he'd made up his mind to stay in this new country. There were 13 states in this land. Surely I can find a place to make a new life, he thought. He was young, strong, intelligent, and mobile. The first thing he needed was a change of clothes. His British uniform was bound to get him in trouble. He wandered over to an encampment of General Washington's troops and was immediately stopped by a sentry. "You lost, soldier?" the sentry asked, pointing his rifle at Henry. "Why ain't you getting on one of those ships?" Henry stood straight, disregarding the rifle. "I'm not going back. I'm staying here." The sentry raised his eyebrows and lowered his flintlock. "How come? You lost the war. Don't you want to go home?" "I don't have a home." "No family? None that matter." The sentry stared, looking him over closely. "You won't get far in that uniform. Someone'll shoot you sure as hell." "I know. Is there any place I can get something to wear?" The sentry looked off towards the large tent.